So we're here at the Nehru Center.
Yeah.
And your book, The Myths of Simla, is a great look into a young man's life. And where did the concept for that book come from?
From my own personal life, you know. It's not autobiographical, but quite a lot of it is, in the sense that it represents a period of my life which has been very accurately observed and very, very, very carefully portrayed.
And what do you hope readers who read your book will take from it?
I hope great fun and laughter and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a very funny book, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed when I was writing it. I laughed my head off, surprising or rather shocking my family.
Yeah.
My daughter used to, oh, here he goes again. When you're writing, you don't know, I don't know what I'm going to write on the next page.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be spontaneous, it has to come off its own accord, and it usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And then things come to you in mind which you had never thought of before, sometimes very funny things you had never thought of before, and then that makes you burst out laughing suddenly.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's quite similar into the process of a writer. I mean, what was your steps in terms of writing the book? What actually geared you up to just, you know, start writing that first line?
The first line, or rather the very beginning of it. You see, I made several drafts. And then I realized, I went backwards and forwards and backwards, and then I realized that it had to have to be structured in such a way that it flows from A to B to C to all the way to Z, which requires a certain discipline, certain control over what you're writing. That's how it started.
Okay.
I've started a family life, my own family life, and I gave names of people I actually knew. This is set 50 years ago. Because by doing that, some old memories revived themselves. And it was like that. It was great fun.
Okay. All right, great. So in terms of, are you working on anything at the moment?
Yes, I'm working on, I already have drafts for two other novels. And the one of which is set in London, of my first 2 years here in the 60s. And that deals with the situation as it prevailed here at that time, socially, racially,